Okay, so like, have you ever felt like the internet is just so much, you know? Especially when you're trying to actually learn something or build something meaningful, it's easy to get kind of lost in it all.
Yeah, I know exactly what you
It's
mean.
like this constant battle for your attention, right? Everyone's trying to grab it.
It's true, it can be totally overwhelming.
Like, I remember this one time I sat down to write this blog post. It was supposed to be about noise-canceling headphones,
Yeah.
you know, the best ones for deep work. Super practical stuff.
Right.
And somehow, I ended up like 3 hours later, deep in a Wikipedia hole about the history of white noise.
Oh, wow.
I mean, fascinating, don't get me wrong, but not exactly productive. And that's kind of the problem, right?
Yeah.
So when we talk about building something defensible online, something that actually lasts,
Yeah.
that's what we're up against.
It's about cutting through the noise and offering something truly valuable.
Exactly. And it's not even just about getting people's attention, but keeping it.
Absolutely.
And that's where this whole idea of defensible communities comes in. You
Yeah.
actually sent over some stuff about this platform Event Anywhere, and I thought it'd be a good case study, not because it's like the solution, but it brings up some interesting points.
Yeah, I think so too. And just to be clear, Event Anywhere is focused on events, but their ideas about what makes for a strong community, that stuff applies way beyond just events.
Totally. So they talk about how online communities can be these defensible assets, which basically means they give you an edge because they're unique and engaging.
Right. And they're not just talking about any kind of engagement. They're talking about engagement that actually leads somewhere, you know?
Exactly. And they have these three reasons why they think online communities can be so powerful, so defensible: unique value proposition, emotional connection, and continuous engagement.
All important for sure.
But that emotional connection piece, I think that's something that really resonates these days. Because in this increasingly digital world, don't you feel like people are just craving that?
Yeah, totally. We all want to feel like we belong somewhere, right? And it's not the same as just like liking someone's post.
Totally. And it's interesting, right? Because you've got traditional communities changing, people are finding their people online based on these really specific interests, and there's just this deep need to feel seen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. To feel seen and valued for who you are, not just what you're buying or what you're clicking on.
Okay, so how does that actually work in practice? How does a platform like Event Anywhere try to create that emotional connection? Because just having a platform doesn't magically make it happen.
You're right. It's not about the features themselves. It's about how those features are used. Like one thing Event Anywhere talks about is asynchronous video content.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of just having your typical text-based forums.
Right,
So
exactly.
people are sharing video insights, discussing things that way, which I think is pretty cool.
It's a different way of thinking about things. And when you think about unique value, you're not just passively consuming anymore. You're creating and sharing knowledge in a way that's more engaging.
It's true, yeah. It's like you become this resource in your field. It's less about being another voice in a sea of comments and more about, like, I don't know, almost like these mini lectures or workshops. But you could do
Yeah.
them on your own time. You know, there's a reason that stuff sticks with you more,
Right.
right?
Oh, absolutely. There's science behind it. People just process and retain information better when it's visual. And then you add the power of storytelling, which is inherent to video.
Yeah.
It just creates a much more compelling learning experience.
Which makes sense, right? It's one thing to read a blog post about, let's say, starting an online business, but then to actually see and hear someone explaining their journey, their successes, their failures, it just hits different.
Totally. And that human element, that's what often gets lost in all the text, you
Yeah.
know? Emails, comments, direct messages. It can feel so impersonal.
Oh, 100%. You're just sending words out into the void.
Exactly. And that's why people are drawn to audio and video calls, even if it's just for a few minutes. It allows for that nuance, that emotional connection that you just can't get through text. And Event Anywhere gets this. They actually have this click-to-dial feature built right in, so you can jump on a quick voice or video call right from the platform.
I did notice that, yeah. Which seems almost counterintuitive, right? Like everyone's obsessed with asynchronous communication these days. But I kind of love it.
Right. It's like they're pushing back against that a little bit, bringing back the power of actually hearing someone's voice.
Because even just hearing someone's voice for a few seconds, you know,
Yeah.
hello, a laugh.
Yeah.
There's research that shows even that creates this sense of closeness. Like our brains are wired for it.
It makes you wonder if sometimes the best solutions are actually the simplest ones.
It's like everything old is new again.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's not about nostalgia. It's about what actually works.
It's about tapping into those fundamental ways that we connect as human beings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got unique value and emotional connection somewhat figured out. But what about that last one, continuous engagement? That's where I always get a little wary, I'll be honest. Sounds a bit like, how do we keep people on the platform longer?
Yeah, I get that. It's a fine line. But think about it more like, how do you build momentum and a sense of belonging? It's not about empty scrolling. It's about meaningful interaction. And one thing Event Anywhere highlights is the importance of community groups.
Yeah. Having these smaller, more focused groups within the larger community, I've always wondered if that actually leads to deeper connections. Because honestly, those huge online groups,
they can be way too much.
Way too much. It's just overwhelming.
There's actually this psychological theory. It's called optimal distinctiveness theory. And it kind of explains why those smaller groups can be so powerful.
Oh, okay. I'm listening. Tell me more.
Basically, it says that people want to feel like they're part of something meaningful, but also like they're not just another face in the crowd.
So finding your tribe, but also having your own voice within that tribe.
Exactly. And smaller groups can do that. There was this study where they found that people in these smaller, more niche online forums, they felt a much stronger sense of belonging, and they were more likely to stick around compared to people in the larger, more general forums.
Makes you think about the difference between going to a massive networking event versus like a dinner party with people you actually connect with.
Right, exactly. It all comes down to being intentional about the experience you're creating.
So it's not just about getting a bunch of people together and hoping for the best. It's about being thoughtful, creating these spaces that cater to specific needs and interests, which makes sense if you actually want people to connect on a deeper level.
That's the key. It's that intentionality that makes all the difference.
Okay, this is all making sense to me now, but, and maybe this is the skeptic in me, isn't this kind of what social media platforms already do?
That's the big question, right? And it's something Event Anywhere actually addresses head on. They argue that a lot of platforms, while they're free to use, they rely so heavily on advertising, and that changes everything.
It does. Because then it's like that saying, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. You're not really there to connect. You're there to be fed content and ads.
Exactly. And as smart as those algorithms are, they're not designed for deep, meaningful connections. They're designed to keep you scrolling, to maximize their ad revenue.
Which is the opposite of what we're talking about with defensible communities, right? It's not about fleeting engagement. It's about creating a space where people actually want to spend time, where they want to contribute.
And where they feel valued for their contributions, not just another data point.
So it's about control. I mean, one thing Event Anywhere emphasizes is that you have more control over your space, which is definitely not the case on most social media platforms. You can customize it. You can set the tone.
It's like the difference between renting an apartment and building your own house. Both offer shelter, but only one lets you create something that truly reflects you.
That is such a good analogy.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, when you're trying to build something meaningful within the confines of someone else's platform, there are limits.
Totally. And it goes beyond just how things look. It's about the culture you're building, the values, the way people interact. You get to decide.
It's like setting the ground rules for a dinner party, right?
Yeah.
Do you want a free-for-all or a more structured conversation? Your space, your rules.
I love that. And it brings up something really important. This whole defensible community thing, it's not just about having the platform. It's about having a purpose.
You have to know what you want to create.
Right.
Like, what kind of community? What kind of conversations?
Otherwise, it's just a platform. A bunch of features without a soul.
It's funny. We started by talking about me going down these internet rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of feeling optimistic. Like, maybe there's a way to carve out these spaces of intentionality, even amidst all the chaos.
I think there definitely is. It's not about disconnecting from the online world. It's about engaging with it more strategically.
It's about being creators, not just consumers.
Exactly.
You know, this whole conversation has got me thinking. This whole deep dive started with Event Anywhere and how they're thinking about events, right?
Yeah.
But this is way bigger than that. Like, where else could we apply these defensible community principles?
Oh, everywhere. Honestly, the possibilities are huge. It could be any field, any interest, any online space where you're trying to build something with a bit more depth.
It's exciting when you think about it like that. Like, we were talking about that asynchronous video, right?
Yeah.
That Event Anywhere uses. What if you did that with, like, I don't know, a community for indie filmmakers?
Such a good example. Imagine filmmakers sharing their work, getting feedback, talking about techniques, even collaborating on stuff. And you could have more experienced filmmakers sharing their knowledge through these videos. You'd end up with this incredible resource.
Right. Way more in-depth than just your average forum.
Totally. Or think about language learning. What if, instead of just doing text-based exercises, you had these virtual conversation groups, language partners, maybe even those asynchronous video prompts so people can practice their speaking?
That's such a good idea. It's funny how we get stuck thinking about online communities in these limited ways, you know?
Totally. But when you realize you can actually shape these spaces to fit any purpose, it opens up so many doors.
It's like, we have way more power than we think. So for someone listening who's maybe a little overwhelmed with the internet right now, they want to build something, but they're not sure where to start. What's the most important thing to remember?
I'd say it's that you have options. You don't have to play by the rules of these platforms that are designed to distract you. You can be really intentional about the community you build and how you do it.
It's about taking back that control.
Absolutely. You're not just along for the ride anymore. You're the one creating the experience.
We're not just consuming, we're creating.
Exactly.
Kind of wild when you think about it. We started by talking about internet rabbit holes, and now it's like, we can actually build our own rabbit holes.
That's a great way to put it.
But these ones are intentional. They have a purpose.
And who knows what you might find? New passions, real connections. You could even spark a whole movement. The possibilities are pretty amazing.
I love that. So to everyone listening, that's something to think about, right? What kind of community will you build? What kind of impact do you want to make?
It's all up to you.
And that's the beauty of it. There's no one right answer.
The only limit is your imagination.
Well said. And on that note of endless possibility, we're going to wrap up this part of our deep dive. So where were we? Oh, yeah, we were talking about building our own intentional online spaces, right? Mm-hmm. Those rabbit holes with a purpose.
Exactly. And thinking about how the principles we discussed, like using asynchronous video or fostering smaller group settings, could apply to all sorts of communities, not just one centered around events.
Right. Like we were just starting to scratch the surface with those examples of a community for indie filmmakers or for language learning. It's amazing how many directions you could go with this.
It really is. And I think that's what's so exciting about this whole conversation. We're not just talking about what is, we're talking about what could be.
Totally.
Yeah.
We've gone from feeling kind of lost in the internet chaos to realizing we have the power to create something different, something better.
And I think that's incredibly empowering, don't you? That we don't have to settle for online spaces that leave us feeling drained or unfulfilled.
100%. So for someone who's listening to all of this and they're like, okay, I'm ready to build my own intentional community, what advice would you give them? Where do they even begin?
Well, I think the first step is to get really clear on your why. Why are you creating this community? What need are you trying to meet? What kind of impact do you want to have?
Right, because if you don't have that clear sense of purpose, it's easy to get sidetracked or lose motivation along the way.
Exactly. And once you have that strong foundation, you can start to think about the practicalities. What platform will best serve your needs? What kind of content will resonate with your audience? How will you foster those genuine connections we've been talking about?
It's like building a house, right? You don't just start laying bricks. You start with a blueprint.
Exactly. And the more thought you put into that blueprint, the stronger and more sustainable your community will be.
And the more fulfilling it will be for everyone involved.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right? Creating these spaces where people feel seen, heard, and valued. Mm-hmm. Where they can connect with others who share their passions and interests.
Absolutely. And where they can contribute their own unique talents and perspectives to create something truly special.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I just want to say thank you, as always, for sharing your insights with us. It's been an incredibly thought-provoking conversation.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
And to everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has inspired you to think differently about the power of online communities and how you can create something truly meaningful in the digital space. Until next time.